had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, send me up on my pony, on my boat. Now if I were Roy Rogers, I'd sure enough be single. I couldn't bring myself to marry an old dame. Would it just be me and Trevor? We'd go riding through them movies, then we'd buy a boat and on the seas we'd sail. And if I had a boat, I'd go out on the ocean. And if I had a pony, I'd ride him on my boat. And we could all together go out on the ocean, sit me up on my pony,
on my boat. Second hour of the American Wigan coming up, folks. All right. I'm going to get back into this shortly. By the way, I want to put a shout out there. You know, I do have a chat room, and Murr reminds me all the time. Announce it on your show, okay? Because I just happened to go in there and look during the break, and there's actually some people in there. So if you want to go, conjoin with members of your fellow Patriot community and share thoughts. It's theamericanawakening.chattango.com. With that, let's go to Carol in Idaho. Carol, you're on with Michael. How you doing, girl?
Hi, Michael. Fine, thank you. You know, this is an issue or a matter that I never heard anyone on RBN mention, and I just wonder if you were aware that Dr. Phil McGraw, you know him on afternoon mainstream TV?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know him? Okay. Mm-hmm. Anyway, did you know that immediately after the Parkland school shooting, Dr. Phil dedicated 2 days of his show to this incident in the interest of decrying the gun violence. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know it, but it doesn't surprise me because he was put in place by what's her name, Oprah, okay, years ago. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I don't watch at all, Carol. I don't watch anything on mainstream TV. I don't even watch the news.
Well,
when I'm, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it's rare that I do too. However, his prime guest was David Hogg. And one or two other...
Go ahead.
Okay. I just wanted you to know that David Hogg immediately showed up there, and he had the total sympathies of Dr. Phil. And then there was a girl student also from the same school. And then, interestingly, the foster parents of Nicholas Cruz, the people at least that had housed him for a time, okay? Then the second day that of Phil's show, the first one was all about Parkland. The second day, he went on to and told us he was going to relate it to Columbine shooting way back in 99. Okay?
Okay.
So those that was the second day, and he drew those two things together. And Dr. Phil said, I got to tell you, this is serious, and I am not going to let this issue go. In other words, the issue of school shootings and gun violence. So I just wanted to mention that because I never heard anybody on RBN say it. And what's interesting, too, before I let you go here, Michael, it's very interesting that for all his bleeding heart goodness, Dr. Phil is sponsored almost exclusively by the pharmaceutical companies. And the pharmaceutical drugs are what are leading many of these children to do what they do.
Well, Carol, let me ask you a question. What does that tell you in your discernment about Dr. Phil?
That's my question.
Well,
I've been laughing right along with you. Sad and sick as this whole thing is, it is so insane that you laugh or you cry, one or the other. So thank you, Michael. I just wanted to share that. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks for the call, Carol. I appreciate it. No, seriously. Okay. So he's dedicating 2 days worth of Parkland and then tying it in with Columbine. I mean, but what does that make him? Here's this guy that's an advocate for gun control being paid, I don't know how many millions, to be on mainstream TV. I mean, hello. Does the punishment not fit the crime here? This guy's an advocate for gun control, number one. You know, but number two, his biggest sponsors are pharmaceutical companies. I mean, are you
just. That's what I wanted to share. Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Oh, by the way, Carol, the reason why nobody's reporting on our RBN is because probably, and I can only speak for me, nobody watches Dr. Phil.
That's so right. That's right. And I don't want you to think that I sit around all afternoon watching these soap operas.
Oh, I've got my suspicions now, girl. I'll tell you.
But I knew this was coming up, and I didn't want to miss it. And I got Pat Shannon down there in Atlanta. I got him to listen, too, because he's a writer and an investigative reporter, too, you know. So anyway, I thought it was very, very telling. So thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. I appreciate it. That's funny. All right. Okay. Bye-bye. Yeah, so here we go. This guy's getting paid millions of dollars a year, and the pharmaceutical companies are promoting it, right? Ask your doctor. Bexel's right for you. Gee, I wonder if those commercials, well, they have to be sandwiched into his show. You know, restless leg syndrome and all that other conglomeration of stuff that goes along with these outrageously expensive pharmaceuticals that Dr. Phil is indirectly pushing. That's right, he's a doctor, I'm sorry. Yeah, and then he brings this clown on with, I'm sure it was Emma Gonzalez, you know, the LGBTQ cousin of David Hogg. Folks, I'm sorry, I just shared with you, you know, I mean, if I didn't just pick this clown apart and show what a fraud he is, then... Well, I've got some land in Florida, or excuse me, what we call it? I have some swamp land in Florida to study. All right. Anyway, getting back to this. So, by the way, let me clear this out here, folks. Phone lines are open the rest of the show, 800-313-9443. But getting back into this, let's see. Now, how come I did that? Now, as soon as that happened, I clicked off that and went right up back up to the top of my crib notes here. So let me scroll down. I see. Okay. Where is it? Give me a break. Okay. That isn't it. Oh, there we go. Okay, getting back up to this. There we go. Okay. On December 15th, 2015, Barack Obama signed Executive Order 13714. Titled, Strengthening Our Senior Executive Service. Not once, but twice, Obama referred to his SES cadre. He said, we believe that the use of the word, well, excuse me, he didn't say that. We believe that the use of the word cadre was not accidental, like their use of the word IBM, Eclipse Foundation, as in Eclipse the Constitution. Cadre means a small group of people especially trained for a particular purpose or profession. Now, very evidently, the SES is the secret army of the deep state shadow government. They are the swamp, okay? Following their theft of Leader Technologies' social networking invention by Michael McKibben, they stole the patent from him, folks, went through Serco because the United States government gave up the patent rights and Serco now services it. They were able to dramatically streamline their secret organizing capabilities completely outside of their official federal government communication system. These are the systems Hillary and Bill Clinton used to communicate with on their private Westchester, New York homebrew email server in total violation of U.S. law while she was Secretary of State. Now, November 22nd, 2017, the weaponization of social media should concern us all. Leader Technologies, and this is Michael McKibben, says that their invention, his invention, which was social media, included a highly securable messaging system. And Facebook initially offered that email system to the public, but then they pulled it back. And thanks to the corruption watchdog, Judicial Watch, we see that private Facebook communications with Hillary Clinton and her State Department on September 26, 2009, when she contracted with Facebook to build a template for winning elections. Remember, what's his name? Eric Schmidt. Okay, the guy that's... who was ahead of that, which now nobody can find him, to rig up the coming elections. Well, more treason, obviously. So that this rogue SES says that the president cannot fire them. And here is the regulation that they cite. By law, the appointment to or removal of any SES position in an independent regulatory commission shall not be subject, either directly or indirectly, to review or approval by an officer or entity within the executive office of the president, up to and including the president of the United States. Now, I'm going to touch on some of these issues with Phil McConnell tomorrow, but I wanted to keep this fresh in our minds here. So, they cannot be fired by the president, but they can, under the Holman Clause, which, by the way, was resurrected in January of 2017, to allot and assign Donald Trump $1 per year, because he said he wouldn't take a salary. But they resurrected the Holman Clause, and they are now it's back in effect. Donald Trump can have their salaries reduced to $1 per year. And he can redirect these people to any place in the country that the president chooses to send him. Now, personally, I vote for Upper Alaska. You know, we got this big Ruski threat up there, so let's put them on the shores right there where Alaska's, I don't know, what, 90 miles from Russia? And let's just put them there with an AR-15, all right, and let them sit. You know, build them an igloo, whatever we need to do. So, is the SES above the law? Well, folks, I don't think so. As with every convoluted law and regulation that these people have had a hand in, it's a two-edged sword. Now, when the American people, i.e. you and I, okay, and everybody else, were not aware of them, they exploited their loopholes for their benefit. But guess what? Now that we are awake, their abortion of the Constitution has holes large enough to drive a Mack truck through. And for starters, how about... All right, Tony in Chicago, you're on with Michael. How you doing? I'll take a break from that.
Yeah, Michael, you mentioned you personally talked to Dr. Fetzer on Saturday. Think that tidbit hit his site on Friday. I read around, it's all over the net, and there was some talk that he was going to actually try to talk to this detective, who, by the way, it's confirmed, that guy works there. Okay.
Wait, Tony. Which detective are you speaking of?
The guy that, you know, from that Ali Demigard email from Metropolitan Police Department in Washington, D.C.
Oh, okay, Bernhard. Yeah, okay. No, well, I got this. I mean, Tony, hold on. I got that. You know, I was online, and Fetzer's on Skype, and he can see when I'm on Skype. And I just happened to be putting this, you know, this information together, and he sent me that. Now, I didn't know he posted it before, because I don't go into his site and look. But he, you know, he sent it to me, and anytime Fetzer sends to me, you know, I don't have to vet it. It's credible. I already know that. So this detective indeed, or this police officer, does indeed work there in the Washington, D.C. Police Department. Right? That's what you're saying. You're affirming that, right?
Oh, well, yeah. If you look on the follow-up post that he put, he put the proof on. The proof is there. To be honest, I think it was Hale Turner. I'm sure you're familiar with. He's back on the, you know, on the air once a week with a site, and I think he's the one that actually confirmed that on the internet, and I give him credit for that. But
okay.
I read around, and someone said that, you know, Dr. Fetzer was supposed to try to communicate with this guy today, and obviously, if you would have learned more, you probably would have already spoken. We'll find out tomorrow on his, you know, Dr. Fetzer's show. Because there needs to be a follow up on this. I can't believe that the cop would actually, you know, he obviously slipped up. He made a bad mistake. I can't believe that he would actually follow up and say, "Oh yeah, you want to see the permit?" I mean, obviously he probably's going to have to say that this was all a mistake. I made a mistake, and they can fake any type of documentation. This should go to Judicial Watch, even though you know you can get the full permit. They could fake the thing. They have to fake it. What are they going to do? This would not only blow this thing open, it would blow all the rest of them that they've done ever since Sandy Hook open, and then it reflects on 9/11. I mean, this is just monumental, okay?
Well, Tony, it's all a part of the grandiose scheme, you know, the gun control, believe it or not, this climate change thing comes into play. And what I discovered, you know, last night, where I kind of shifted gears thinking, okay, if I can get a hold of Deborah Tavares, I'm going to go ahead and bring her up on the air. But I'm going to share some stuff that she put out there in her documentary on Wednesday that kind of goes to show you it's a complex plan with a whole bunch of – it's a spider web with a whole bunch of octopus legs in it, okay? And it all kind of fits, you know. They have to get the guns to get us into this whole mechanism, if you will. And we know, we already know that. But it's just the lunacy, the ludicrous stuff that they try to do to tug at our heartstrings to get us there. You know, that's what's funny about it. I mean, it's not real funny. The whole thing isn't funny. But it's the way they're going about it that is so stupid for anybody that can see.
Yeah, go ahead. That's what it is. It's satanic. The plan is satanic. It's diabolical.
Well, it is. But, I mean, when you can see it, when you can see it, when you can see their moves and see what they're doing, and, you know, and that's why I say, you know, 15, 10, 20 years ago, I couldn't have done this. But now I'm starting to think, not think like they think, but think how they think they think. Right? You know, and I'm going, okay, this is, you know, here's why this happened, here's why this happened, because here's another psychopath is trying to convince the, you know, the empathetic public to believe this horse nonsense, right? So, you know, I mean, I sit back here and I'm laughing about it. It's not funny, but you have to laugh or you'll cry. It's amusing. So, go ahead. Anything else you want to add?
Well, out of all of these, this is the one that is the most outrageous. I've already said it on this station a number of times. It's the most outrageous, the most, so over the top. This is the one that we could really get these people on. And this, what we know, what Fetzer, Ali Demigard, his friend, exposed. I don't know if that's a lead. Like I said, they can go back on it. But this is just the most, this is so incredible. This whole episode from Valentine's Day to continuing to today. It's just so unbelievable. It's so phony. It's so fake. This hog kid is so phony for everything.
Well,
a lot of people,
Tony,
see this. They see it through it.
Okay, Tony, let me ask you a question. Because the mainstream media built it up to be four times as many people showed up as actually showed up. But what percentage of population do you think, and from your own estimation, are starting to go, this is nonsense? What do you think? 5%, 10%, 10%? What?
Yeah. I'm going to be honest with you. On the 24th, I did an overpass protest with 8-foot signs on the road going into O'Hare Airport on both sides. I estimate I had about 30,000 to 35,000 cars pass me. I was out there for 9 hours, and that was a mathematical estimate. Okay, I'm just not coming out. I did get some fingers, but I did get some positive response. It seems like, you know, people were flipped that I had these huge signs with 10-inch letters calling this whole thing a hoax and a fraud. I had Fetzer's site up there. Yeah, 5 to 10%. They know this is a total fraud. It's a hoax. But, you know, they're afraid to say it to each other or to too many people because they'll look stupid. And then they ran into me. And, you know, I did get some positive vibes out there. But most people are just in a trance. And I think that's all over the country. Especially
It takes me back to the days many years ago, and this is back in, 2009. There were some people opening a restaurant down in downtown Phoenix, and I was called to perform at their grand opening. And, you know, these were the people that were holding out signs on the side of the road, even in 2009, saying 9/11 was an inside job. And to me, it was about the same percentage. You know, about 5 or 10% of them would say, yeah, go for it or whatever. But 90% or 95% of them are flipping the bird and doing all that stuff. I'm just wondering if it's changed at all. Or are we having an effect in waking these people up to this, you know, these psyops that are going on?
Based on this population here, no, I would say definitely not. Look, Rahm, I know this may be over the top on my part. I was just thinking about this. Why is everybody so dumbed down in this metropolitan area? He's had control of the water supply for 7 years now. I'm talking about the current mayor. Okay.
Uh-huh.
And
yeah.
They do chemtrail the living, they chemtrail this place heavy duty. I mean, it is massive. I don't know if it's on the scale that they chemtrail Los Angeles, San Diego corridor, but it is huge. And it seems like most people don't even recognize it. But I just thought about that yesterday, and I said, this guy's had control of that water department for 7 years. Who knows what they're doing? I don't live up here yet.
Well, I know this. I wouldn't be drinking the water. Whatever.
Yeah. Well, drink it, and it doesn't. Anyway, we'll see where this thing goes, I guess, tomorrow, unless he wants to call in the next hour. But his show, I'm talking Dr. Fetzer, it's on, you know, Revolution Radio at 3 o'clock sharp tomorrow. So we'll see what he has to say.
That's why when I bring When I bring Jim up, it's usually on a Wednesday because what he, I think he does two or three shows a week over there. But you know, I just talked to him for an hour Saturday, and you know, he's ready to come up anytime. Just haven't figured out what the subject matter was yet because there's so many issues that I can discuss with him. You know, I mean, he's written I don't know how many books on a whole bunch of different issues. So I'm just trying to decide which one. Anyway, thanks for the call. I appreciate it, Tony. Got to go to a break. All right. We'll be back at 3. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around. More to come, folks.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Before I get back to this, let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Peter in Los Angeles. Peter, you're on with Michael. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Michael. Hey, listen, I missed earlier, part of what you were saying about this executive, what's it called again?
SES.
Standing for
Senior Executive Services.
So I missed that, Mike. Can you tell me how that this thing got legally got initiated? Was it by executive order? And if the president can't fire them, and who appoints them, and who can fire them?
Nobody can fire them once they've been appointed. The SES was put into existence in 1978 by Jimmy Carter at the recommendation of Zbigniew Brzezinski and overseen by the Rothschilds. It is in effect, and I have documented, it is the deep state. It is the shadow government. The paychecks are issued by 500 SES DOJ members, lawyers, in the Department of Justice. Now, I did a show on that, if you missed it, last Tuesday.
I did miss it, yeah.
Okay, and I was also on John's show both last Thursday and Friday for both hours, breaking this whole thing down. And with respect to you, you know, I'm into something else today. I can't sit down and individually break it down for you, but you can go back and listen to the archives, and it'll give you an overview of what it is.
All right, here's my second part of that, and that is germane to what you're talking about today. And they're talking about this detective in New York who unearthed the fact that the march was applied for well before the massacre happened.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I just wanted to catch up here. Okay. Yeah. Isn't that interesting?
Well, it's also, you know, I've already, did you catch my whole show today, Peter?
I did not. I just turned on about 20 minutes ago. I was.
Okay. If you go back in, I've completely carved up the hog, David Hogg. And you know, shortly after the alleged massacre, he was interviewed by mainstream media, and he said he was in the schoolroom ducking on the floor with his teacher and blah, blah, blah. But 10 days later, in another interview with mainstream media, he changed his story. He wasn't even at the school. He rode his bike 3 miles to the school to get as many interviews as he could. Not only that, but there was a documentary that was filmed 2 years prior to that at the same school by two then students of the school that documented the exact same parallels of what happened there 2 years later, and that's in the first hour of my show.
I'll definitely listen, Michael. Thanks for taking my call.
All right, you bet. Have a good day. All right, getting back to this, you know, folks, you know, we're trying to get back to what we believe to be a regular order of this republic, right? We elect our leaders thinking that they would hire qualified people on our behalf and do the people's work, but that's not what they do. What we now see is that the SES is a secret army of political and economic saboteurs who pay themselves well and support their globalist deep state shadow government and their taskmasters. Folks, we've been fooled for 40 years. We the people cannot fight an enemy of whom we didn't know existed. Oh, we've always known down deep that there was something wrong, something very wrong with policymakers in our country. But now, we've stripped the veil and we've exposed them. And folks, I couldn't put it any better than this. And here's that clip with Donald Rumsfeld. Dan, go ahead and play clip number 5.
There are known knowns. There are things we know. We also know there are known unknowns. That is to say, we know there are some things we do not know. But there are also unknown unknowns. The ones we don't know, we don't know.
Excuse me, but is this an unknown unknown?
I'm not
several unknowns, and I'm just wondering.
I'm not going to say which it is.
Exactly. Okay, go ahead, cut it. Go ahead, cut it, Dan. Go ahead and cut it. Yeah, he's not going to say which one it is. He wasn't referring to that, but they're not going to say which one it is. And what this is, or what it was, folks, was an unknown unknown. We didn't even know that we didn't know. Well, guess what? Now we know, and so does Trump. And now they know that we know who they are, and now they stand naked to the American people, at least the ones that listen to this broadcast. They stand naked to the American people. Now, folks, the real enemy, our real enemy, has been exposed. And with that, I'm going to share with you an article that was sent over to me by my co-pilot, Daryl, which kind of fits part and parcel to this. It's the Protocols of the Illuminated Sons of the Golden Dawn. Protocol 1, Gaslighting the Media. Now, I'm optimistic about this. I don't know for sure. I've told you that before. I have gone down the rabbit hole. I have verified these documents that were signed by Jimmy Carter. I have verified all this stuff, vetted it out, put it in a timeline of things that Donald Trump has done. And it looks like, indeed, not only does he know, but he's doing something about it. I'll be back and I'll share this with you. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. See you.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
You've probably heard about all the great benefits of goat milk soap. But did you know? Some companies take shortcuts. At Old New England Soap, we make our organic goat's milk soap using 36% goat's milk. That's 17% more than most others. Our bars are larger, so they last longer, producing lots of lather packed with vitamins. And our soap is a natural moisturizer that smooths dry and damaged skin. Order online at oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. You've tried the rest. Now try the best. Oldnesoap.com.
Water-based soaps on supermarket shelves use harsh chemical acids to break down dead skin cells. And that's just not good for you. At Old New England Soap, our soaps are made without chemical ingredients, contain no alcohol or petroleum products, and use 85% organic materials and carry the USDA's organic certification. Try some today. Go to oldnesoap.com. That's oldnesoap.com. Oldnesoap.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, folks, we're back with the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host. Now, I'm going to put forth the protocols of this hopeful plan that looks to me like does exist, folks, with Donald Trump and how he is planning to bring down the deep state. Protocol one, gaslighting the media. By the way, thanks, Daryl, for this. I appreciate it. The Russian collusion investigation is the quintessential example, folks, of this principle of not only allowing but encouraging the media to spin their delusional narrative. The deep state is tempted into believing that their narrative will be used to undermine popular opinion of the president in preparation for his impeachment. That's plan A. Now, if impeachment fails, the groundwork will have been laid for public acceptance, and if not relief, at his assassination, plan B. This delusion about their Russian collusion conspiracy theory narrative is to be encouraged whenever possible. And number two, the primary purpose of gaslighting the media is distraction. The time the CIA Mockingbird apparatchiks spend trying to convince the public that their Russian collusion conspiracy theory is time the allegiance can use to collect evidence and build their tight cases for the upcoming military tribunals. Now, if you don't know what I'm talking about here, folks, I encourage you to go back and listen to last Tuesday's show and then John's show last Thursday and Friday. The secondary purpose of gaslighting the media is to act as time-delayed controlled demolition at the mainstream media's reputation. The longer the delusional narrative is allowed to run, the greater the eventual damage to the mainstream media's credibility, and every effort must be made to allow the Trump team to appear suspicious and continue feeding the conspiracy theory's suspicions while not providing anything tangible. Provide so much smoke that belief in the existence of a fire becomes exceedingly easy. The tertiary purpose of gaslighting the media is to create in the agents of the deep state and their liberal stages a false sense of security. The goal is to foster a surreal dissociative sense of cognitive dissonance, an uneasy feeling that is relieved by concluding that Trump is simply guilty and stupid. The alternative collusion being that the entire liberal media establishment has been chasing a giant fiction while Trump prepares his retaliation. The more improbable and terrifying this possibility, the more cognitive dissonance it will create. The false belief is so tempting that the deep state FBI and CIA agents will march deeper into their treasonous plot to frame and impeach the president, further documenting their own crimes while providing more time for the White Hats to investigate their crimes. Mueller leads the big guns of the deep state fixers on a slow and steady march directly into the jaws of the military justice. The longer the gaslighting continues, the longer Trump has to lift the country up. He has time to remove the restraints and undo the acts of sabotage done to the American people by the globalists, thus allowing the country to thrive, making America great again. The longer the gaslighting goes on, the greater America becomes. This drives an ever-widening gap between the delusional MSM narrative and the lived reality of Americans on Main Street. The genius of this protocol is the fact that it allows a gradual awakening of the public to the lies of the mainstream media. This steady shift continues until the public is overwhelmingly aware of the delusional plot to unseat the president. When the time is right, and the Russian collusion farce has been thoroughly exhausted, the alliance will begin to drop the bombshell disclosures, the Hillary Clinton videos, etc. Now, that's the first protocol. Protocol two, secure victory before firing a shot. Victory must be secured before the first shot is fired, and indeed, there will be no shots necessary, for such absolute victory will have been secured in the shadows. While publicly feigning inaction and incompetence to help gaslight the media, in actuality, great action will be taken. Covertly sealed indictments, which we've already seen, will be piled steadily, month after month, until they reach such absurdly high numbers that their sheer number will cause reports of them to be disbelieved and dismissed as fake news. The diligence and discipline of the investigations will be so intense and contrast so starkly with the perceived buffoonery of the White House that its existence will be disbelieved. The fog of the gaslighting campaign will serve as a thick veil, and while leaks of covert operations are prevented, they will be allowed to subtly enable the White House. The more leaks coming out of the White House, the better. The deep state agents will be commandeered using their control files as the prospect of a plea deal as leverage with the puppeteer them. These agents will leak information with such brazen abandon that it will lull the deep state into false security while perpetuating the false image of a chaotic, disorganized, inefficient, and deeply undermined White House. Strength must be dressed up to look like weakness. Enemies who have been neutralized must be made instead to appear active. Over time, the enemies will be directed to act in increasingly absurd and unbelievable ways. Their leaks and their lies will be made increasingly brazen and obvious until it finally dawns on everyone that the whole thing is theater. They will then begin to fathom the truth of what has really been happening behind the scenes, which is so starkly different from what has been portrayed in the theatrical version that it will take time to fully fathom and believe. Protocol 3. The most powerful weapon of the Alliance is the truth. The extent of the deep state's crimes and evil depravity is matched only by the extent of the NSA and CIA surveillance capacity. Every single crime is documented. Every criminal association mapped out, every conversation recorded, every bank transfer documented. We see everything. The light is so overwhelmingly powerful that the chief concern is no longer victory. Victory was assured the moment Trump was inaugurated. The chief concern is maintaining the stability of the system while the cabal is quietly neutralized. The light, that beacon, folks, is so powerful that it cannot be released too quickly, or else it will cause unnecessary shock, panic, and chaos. It must therefore be released in steady, measured doses, and only after the gaslighting of the media has been allowed to run as long as possible. When the public begins to realize who the real criminals are within the FBI, the DOJ, the DNC, and begin to demand justice, and when the military tribunals have finished their initial fact-finding mission, at the stage has been set, only then will the files and videos begin to be dropped. Lies, folks, take time to be spun and to be believed, while the truth strikes like lightning. The light, therefore, has no reason to rush. The CIA Mockingbird delusion machine is allowed to take their best shot day after day, night after night, for as long as they can keep it up. The disclosure waits for the gaslighting of the media to run its full course, allowing it to overextend and exhaust itself before the major drops begin. This is akin to a superior boxer allowing his opponent to tire himself out in the first rounds. Now, once again, disclosure will proceed as rapidly as the public is capable of processing the information. The severity of the crimes in the unsealed indictments will proceed from the most simple and obvious infractions, such as mishandling classified documents and perjury, on to the increasingly serious and audacious crimes of election fraud, racketeering, conspiracy to commit murder, and high treason. And in this way, the public is given time to come to terms with the criminality in a succession of revelations. Baby steps, if you will, folks, to the gallows. Protocol 4. Cut off the cabal's money. What do you think Donald Trump did in this executive order on 12/21 of 17? The flow of money to the cabal is to be severed in multiple ways during the calm before the storm. Child trafficking networks are to be busted. Over 2,000 of them across the country, folks. Just go ahead and dig it up. There's been over 2,000. I've affirmed it. Freeing the child slaves, arresting the procurers and traffickers. These busts are used to gather evidence and build cases against satanic pedophile blackmail slave networks, while also cutting off one of the greatest sources of illicit funding for the cabal's operation. Drug processing operations in Afghanistan are to be bombed and raided, while major trafficking by CIA cargo planes are to be quietly disrupted. And oh, by the way, let me tell you, I just had Easter dinner with my daughter. I was in contact with a source that I have who is indeed top military brass, okay? And he confirmed to me that, yes, indeed, that's why they're there, is to protect those poppy fields. Organ trafficking rings are to be busted as well. And as every illicit source of funding is cut, this funding attrition is used to pressure the minions and mercenaries to flip on their control structures. Having been softened by the end of easy money and faced with long prison terms, they naturally spill their guts. And the great thing about opportunistic psychopaths is that they haven't faced the long prison terms. They haven't the slightest qualms about flipping when placed under pressure. The evidence and testimony collected from these foot soldiers are collected into massive, airtight cases against the cabal higher-ups. And this sets the stage for the military tribunals. The underground bankers and jungle retreats are raided to end their black market activities, as well as to deny safe havens for the cabal leadership. The second to the last strike on the cabal's finances will be to sign an executive order declaring a national emergency regarding human rights abuses and corruptions. Didn't we just see that happen, folks? And giving the Treasury Department the authority to freeze and seize the bank accounts of anyone involved in such crimes. This, folks, will neutralize the majority of the cabal's wealth and forced them into capitulations. And the final strike on the cabal's finances will be the crash of the financial markets. The financial contagion will start the Deutsche Bank and the derivatives market, possibly triggered by the Chinese petroleum launch, but will quickly spread to every market. Safeguards will be triggered, and the markets will be frozen in their free fall. This event will be used as the trigger for the martial law takedown of the cabal and the unsealing of the sealed indictments. 18,500 plus as I talk today, since its start in October of last year. Now, there are some, maybe Peter in California, that aren't really up to speed on what I'm talking about. I know many of you are. But if you're not, please go back and listen to last Tuesday's show when I open this up, break it down, explain to you exactly who the SES is, and after that, go in and listen to John's Thursday show and his Friday show. This is a big deal. This is nothing small. This is factual. This is the deep state. Okay? They do exist. I have documented it. All right? I've documented the timelines. I've gone through, as many of you know, and I've documented the steps that Donald Trump has taken during the course of this in moves that he has made, i.e. with these executive orders and sending Jeff Sessions and Secretary of Defense Mattis to Guantanamo Bay. His actions are running parallel to what I see unfolding here. And I'll admit again, folks, I could be wrong. But I'm logical, I'm rational, I'm cognitive, and I look at actions, not words. So if indeed this is happening, this is the most brilliant ploy in the history of this country. And it is indeed a Smedley-Butler act. For those of you who don't know Smedley-Butler, War is a Racket, wrote that book in 1933. Smedley-Butler was chosen to orchestrate the overthrow of the American government. He was the leader in the alleged coup that was going to take place, and he waited until all the ducks were in a row, and he waited until he knew all the players in the game, and then he blew the whistle on him. That's what I see here. And as I said before on John's show last week, mix in a little Lieutenant Columbo with that, and you've got who I think Donald Trump really is. Now, again, as I say, I could be wrong. I'm not right 100% of the time, and if I'm wrong, I'll be the first to come on air and admit it. But in the meantime, that gives all of us optimism, as opposed to the cynicism and negativity that continues to come out on the airwaves, oh, woe is me, and blah, blah, blah. And as I said, I'm going to do a report Wednesday on climate change. Used to be global warming, all right? And then we caught on to that aspect of it. This has been going on for years. Al Gore came out with a movie when, you know, that movie he got a, you know, Academy Award for in, what was it, 2004 or something like that. They have been implementing this for years, controlling people, brainwashing people into believing that we are the cause. And I know what they're doing. I'm putting the dots in a row, and I'm listening a lot to what Deborah Tavares says, and I'm going, wait a minute here. We've all been scratching our heads for a long time going, what are they spraying? What are these chemtrails up there with barium and aluminum in it? Has it occurred to anybody out there that the possibility is that they are deliberately destroying parts of our environment to be able to turn around, point a finger, and say, see, it's your fault, human beings. This is what you're doing to your environment. This is why we have to implement these. You know, the Hegelian dialectic, problem, reaction, solution. I smell it, folks. That's what they're doing. Why else would they be doing it? Ask yourself that question. Got time for a couple more phone calls if you want to squeeze them in here. 800-313-9443. Looking forward to, again, just what I've given you today. I may touch on a little bit tomorrow. Phil McConnell will be up first hour. I'm going to affirm, cross-reference with notes on the investigation I did. When I talked to him, gosh, it's been a week ago now, you know, he was ready to come up on air. And I said, no, I have to bone up on this. I have to know more of what I'm talking about here before, you know, I put this out here. Because I consider the man to be an expert. He's been following it for years. And his sister is indeed the person that heads this up. Her name's Christine Marcy. So I'm looking forward to that interview. Maybe we can shed some more clarity on this whole thing. The plans that they have in store for us, folks, are diabolical. And they've got it written in Agenda 21, Agenda 2030. They have plans for the implications of these. They have plans for what they're going to do to us. They have plans on how they are going to control every thought, every move that we make, how we live, penalties for not doing what they tell us to do. They're implementing a police force to police, to prosecute people that don't abide by these CO2, you know, regulations that they're putting in here to drive down our usage. This is absolutely, this is Orwell's wet dream, folks. And we've got to stop this. There's no other way around it. So again, going back to RBN Live, tell 5, tell 10, folks, tell 20. Ask them to come in and listen to the archives and get there and bone themselves up. And do it in such a way that you say, hey, look, you know what? I heard this on RBN the other day. I'd like your opinion on it. And pose it to them that way. That way they'll think they're important. They can come to the show and say, well, in my opinion, this guy's full of crap, which may be what happens. I don't know. But in the meantime, it's a way to get them in there. Because I'll tell you what, folks, when somebody comes and listens to RBN, they're either hooked and addicted or they hate us. And that in itself will give you an inclination of who, maybe your friends, maybe your associates, maybe your neighbor, maybe your whoever. It gives you an inclination of who they are and how they think. And it tells you what their intellect is and what they're capable of absorbing. Now, I've been taught over the years, and I've learned this, you know, from dealing with people out in social media or social avenues, that you have to spoon feed them a little bit at a time. Don't throw it at them once. I hear the music. We'll be back. Final segment coming up. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening. Stick around.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting Truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, it's all.
Folks, we're back. Final segment of the American Awakening. Michael Herzog, your host, coming to you live from the Valley of the Sun. Let's take one more caller. Let's go to John in Rancho Cucamonga. John, you're on with Michael. Go ahead. What's on your mind?
How you doing there, Mike? Good show today, again, as usual. And I just want to get just a quick conclusion from you on this Florida high school shooting. Am I to understand that, well, why don't you just, you give me the answer. In your opinion, did anyone die in this shooting, and does it match also James Fetzer's opinion?
Well, I don't know what James Fetzer's opinion is. I didn't talk to him about that issue.
Okay.
He sent me that off the air. As far as anybody died, I can't say for sure, but I can go out on a limb and say this. I don't believe that Nicholas Cruz was a shooter.
Right. Okay, that makes sense, yeah. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Michael. That's it.
All right, thanks, John. I appreciate the call.
Okay.
It's an interesting question that John arises because, you know, whether they were killed or not, The circumstances surrounding the incident and I look at the body language and I look at the lack of action or actions and speaking louder than the words, especially from Mr. Israel down there, the sheriff. And I will tell you, the whole thing stinks to high heaven. And when they put out a documentary 2 years before, parallels to the shooting, that's a question. But when the guy that they've propped up is this, you know, anti-gun control guy as the main guy who's changed his story. First he said he was at the school, then he said he wasn't at the school. Okay, how does he know anything, and how could you believe anything out of the guy's mouth? As I said with Judge Judy, if it sounds too good to be true, it usually is. And this guy's out there touting this thing, you know, getting financial funding, being propped up by the mainstream media, and he can't even keep his story straight. So which is it, Hogg? Okay, were you at the school? Were you not at the school? I tend to believe the latter. You weren't there because you're an aspiring reporter, if you will. You know, appearing with Dan Rather and appearing on all these different, you know, Dr. Phil and all this stuff, and getting your 15 minutes of fame. But it's based on a lie. It's based on sand, and it's all going to crumble. That's my opinion. I can't answer your question, John. I'm sorry. I don't know if people died or not. The only thing I do know is this. I've gone down the rabbit hole on some of these events, and I've looked at the names of the supposed, you know, victims of these crimes, and I cannot find any of them in the Social Security Death Index. Now, that may or may not say anything. I don't know. It looks to me like the Social Security Death Index Administration turned it over, control of it, to Ancestry.com. I'm not sure about that. But it's no different, or it's tantamount to the United States government turning over the control of our patents to Serco over in the UK. That doesn't make any sense either. Ask Michael McKibben, who got his patents stolen, and social media is now being, you know, Facebook's now being run by this shill Mark Zuckerberg that probably doesn't even know how to put any, you know, IT information in the back of a website. I don't know. Okay? I mean, I have to admit, folks, I probably go down the rabbit hole more than many people, not as much as some. Some people are in it all the time. But even I can't keep up with it all. I can only do the best I can. And I want to thank everybody in the audience here for putting up with me, because there are times, folks, honest to God, I feel like getting on that boat with my pony and just getting the heck out of here, like Lyle Lovett said. And who could blame me? You know? I mean, this is a war. It's a spiritual war that we're in, folks. And if we don't win it, our children and grandchildren are in for just a terrible future. Out of time. We'll be back tomorrow with Phil McConnell's. See you then. Bye.
And I'll keep paying. I'm not ready to make nice. I'm not ready to back down. I'm still mad as hell, and I don't have time to go round and round and round. It's too late to make it right. I probably wouldn't if I could, 'cause I'm mad as hell. Can't bring myself to do what it is you think I should. Ooh.
corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.